the conference line live on BBS, and I'd like to welcome everybody. And for those of you that are listening for the first time, this is a simulcast between the telephone and the Internet. And it's kind of like a group energy party that just radiates from the ethers down to your living room if it works right. And if it works wrong, you'll be bored and you'll switch stations. So hopefully this will be one of the nights that works right and you'll hang around and find out what's in store. And we have people checking into the every time you hear those little beeps, that means someone new is checking into the conference call. And so we're going to, like, just let them identify themselves and say hello. But Suzanne, we have Susan in Canada, and who else?
We have Janelle from Las Vegas.
Janelle in Las Vegas.
Ondine.
Ondine.
Yes. Kathy.
In Palo Alto, and Kathy in Tennessee.
Jackie.
Jackie in San Diego.
Diane and Wesley.
Diane and Wesley. Okay.
Chris from Modesto.
Chris in Modesto. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Ryan.
And Mary Ann and Gary.
Mary Ann and Gary.
I'm here, Anna, too. I'm here, too.
And Mary Ann and Gary and Anna. Anna in Berkeley. And for all of you that can't see her, which is everybody, how tall are you, Anna?
Oh, I'm about a little over 5 feet, I think.
A little over 5 feet. You know, she's this little lady, a little over 5 feet, but her aura extends blast through walls.
I thought she was 7 feet.
And then we have some new people that are checking in. Let me let them say hello. My name is Wynn. If you haven't identified yourself, would you say your name and your city?
Bill and Eugene.
Bill and Eugene. Hi, Bill. Thank you for being here again. And who else?
Samuel from Phoenix.
Samuel in Phoenix?
Yeah.
Hi, Samuel. And who else?
Tatiana in Colorado.
Hi, Tatiana. We met at the workshop. Nice to have you here. And who else?
Larry, Florida.
Larry, and is Joanne in the background?
Physically.
Did she wake up?
Not yet.
Okay. By the way, for those of you that have been checking into this line and have heard my story about my sister, Larry is Joanne's husband. So we might put him on the spot tonight. He loves that. That's why he never checks in. He says, oh, my God, Wynn's going to put me on the spot. My sister, spread out, put her on the spot. So I don't know why people think that. I only put Anna on the spot. We got some beeps. Would you like to say your name and your city? We got three beeps. So let's see. Would the most assertive one speak right now?
Emmy Toussaint.
Emmy? Is that Emmy?
Yeah.
Hi, Emmy. Is this your first time on the call?
Oh, one of the few times they say who I am.
Oh. Are you the sneaky one that doesn't identify themselves?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I knew she'd mentally say hello. Well, welcome. It's nice to know that there's a voice behind the sneaky beep. Okay. You know, I say that for those of you that are listening, we can count the number of people on the call. And for the last few months, Suzanne keeps telling me there's always one more person.
There are 20 participants in the conference.
So there you go. That's what it sounds like when we check. And Suzanne kept saying there's always one person that never says anything. So we were wondering if we had... I'm glad we know who you are, because we were wondering, who is sneaking in listening to us? Are they, do we have a fundamental Christian that's plotting against us?
No.
Well, Emmy, thank you for saying hello, and there's someone else on the line. Who else would like to check in?
Hi, this is Cleo from the East Bay, California.
From the East Bay. What city are you in the East Bay, Cleo?
I'm in Richmond, kind of on the border of El Cerrito.
Richmond. Oh, I drove by Richmond 3 times last time I was in the Bay Area. I used to go to Berkeley.
You were blessing us.
Okay. You were blessing me. But let's see, we got someone else on the line. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Diane Wesley, just redialing in.
Okay. Anyone else on the line? Going once.
You got
going
my name, didn't you?
Wayne? Yes, I did.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, going twice. Going 3 times. Okay. So, for those of you that are living and listening on BBS, let me mute everybody for a second.
The following conference commands are available to the moderator. All callers are muted.
Okay. For those of you who are listening on BBS, this call has been going on now on the telephone lines for a number of months, and it started out as an experiment of what I would call connection between this realm and other realms. Kind of like, could we put a shortwave receiver on this line and pick up the vibrations of other realms? Well, I wasn't exactly totally devoid of connection because I authored the book with David Wilcock, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And then while I was writing the book, I had two personal relationships communicating to me and what people call channeling. And the voices that were speaking identified themselves as the Council of Elohim, which was another word for God in the Old Testament. And so this was like a mystery. Was I talking to the same voice that was God in the Old Testament? Could that be true? And I wasn't sure. I couldn't quite believe it. I couldn't figure out why they would pick me to do it, except that I probably, because somewhere they knew that I had the guts to go out and do a show like this and talk about it. But certainly not because I want all this attention, because I'm talking to the God of the Old Testament. In fact, it's a little bit embarrassing. And my human part says, first of all, part of it doesn't feel worthy. And the other part says, what if everyone realizes what I'm doing? What'll happen then? So this has been going on for a number of months. And after 5 years of communication, I started to give this voice the benefit of doubt and say, you know, I think they really are who they say they are. Because during this 5 years, there was quite a few miraculous events. There was a lot of wisdom. There was a lot of understanding. There was a lot of some very accurate future predictions. And most of all, they never made demands of me to do anything, because I probably would have resisted. I don't let anyone that knows me for a long period of time knows that I do not like commitments. If I go into a room to see a lecture, I'm usually the guy standing at the back of the door, because in case I don't like it, I don't want to get trapped in the middle and I want to walk out. And I started doing these conference calls and saying, oh my God, I don't want to get stuck doing something every week with no energy. And so I just did one at a time, and the energy kept flowing on the calls. And they said that they were monitoring the call. I asked them if they would, and they said they would. They said that they'd monitor the call, and they would work with the people on the call. Now, how does this, there's actually two groups, the Elohim group and the Ra group, and sometimes they've worked together. And if we were going to try to imagine how they are, which is not easy to imagine from a third-dimensional perspective, because we're in 3D, what's called 3D, and we have bodies, and we are limited in general to what we can see and what we can feel. And for most of us, our view is limited to the physical realities. And then there's this theory that we, each human body, is connected to this huge energy matrix, or not so huge, depending on your own level of, say, soul level evolution. You have this matrix that goes out, and when you die, the matrix, this part of you that's in a matrix, continues and comes back again, and you go back and forth between these two realms. Now, if you're hearing this for the first time, of course, that's another way of saying reincarnation. And you shouldn't believe it because you're hearing it from me. It's something that you should investigate, study. You should read my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, because there's a lot of evidence that reincarnation is the way it works. Most of the world's religions, besides Christianity, recognize reincarnation. And there's some people that say that Christianity recognized reincarnation until it was taken out of the Bible by the Council of Nicaea. And there's still some references in Christianity, in the Bible, to what some people think are reincarnation. For example, when Jesus met John the Baptist, he said, let me see if I got the name right, I think it was Elijah, you once were Elijah and now you're John. And there were a couple of other slips like that that the censors didn't get out. And why do they want to get reincarnation out? The reason is because if you're creating a religion, and if you're creating, and you want power over people, reincarnation is not the best concept to have, because if there's this urgency that you make it in this life or you don't make it, and if you go to church on Sunday, that'll help you make it, and if you tithe, that'll help you make it, then there's a certain degree of power that a church has over you if reincarnation isn't real. And the people who were the founders of all these religions usually didn't try to start religions. They were just being connected to spirit, and the people around them would connect to spirit, and they would feel this sense of love and camaraderie and connection. And then once they were gone, the people, it went down a generation or two, that original energy was lost, and there were just the words. And people then started to worship the words without the energy of the original source. And down through time, we end up with all these religions that are based on some kind of doctrine, and there's nothing wrong with the doctrine as long as there's energy in it. But if there's no energy in it, then it's just words, and it doesn't really bring you closer to God or to spirit. And so here we are writing this book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and I'm having the experience of these guys talking to me. And if what's happening on this conference line is what they say is happening, then it's a pretty amazing thing to be sharing with you. If you're listening on BBS, and this is the first time you've heard us, I would suggest that you view this as a trip to Disneyland, and you say, I wonder if this is real or not, and evaluate it. I would also suggest, if you haven't done so, that you look at my websites, because there's a story behind all this. And I have told the story many times on this conference line, and for the people that are regulars, I just don't want to tell the story again. But the story is available at the website, theinsidescoop.org, the inside scoop, no spaces, no underlines, just all one word, theinsidescoop.org, and it's also, you can read how the original channeling experiences started at a website called conversationswithmygirlfriend.com. And if you notice on that website, there's no names. When I put that website up in 2003, while I was still working on my book, and I was actually very resistant to put anybody's names out while I was the book still wasn't published, because I thought that I would totally lose my credibility as an author, because the book was wild enough as it is, and then the same guy that wrote the book is having all these experiences of his girlfriend's channeling And, you know, if you read the website, you'll see how crazy it was that here I was going to sleep and Daphne is saying, those guys want to talk to you again, and I'm having discussions with this voice that says they're the Council of Elohim, and they say they're the same one that's in the Bible, and I'm saying, I don't believe this is true. Why are they talking to me? How do I know this is true? But they said, just ask us questions and make your decision over time. And that's the approach I took, and while I was asking them questions, they predicted a newspaper headline in advance, they did a medical miracle on my sister, and there's much, much more to the story, which I'm not going to go into now, but they say they're on the line here. And basically, if you recall, I said, you have a physical body with a matrix that exists in other dimensions, and the matrix is what continues after you die and comes back and starts a new body. The matrix is always changing, growing bigger, growing smaller, contracting, expanding. Right now, while we're on this call, for those people that are open, we're creating a group matrix or a group energy. And when we do that, it's like the parts of us that are on the other side of the veil are connecting. Everyone on this call, if you shut your eyes for a moment and imagine all the other people on the call, and I stop talking, you might feel a connection. Now, if you don't, it's okay. You know, especially if you're coming into the call for the first time, you usually are coming and you have your mind, and your mind is thinking, and your mind is saying, what's he saying? Can that be real? How do I know I can believe that? Who's this guy, Winfrey? You know, maybe you had a bad day and you're tired, but you know, you can let that go right now. You can let your fatigue go. You can let your pain go. Because as we create a group energy, those guys join with us. They want to join with us. They want to connect with this planet. And so I've been learning how to be kind of an MC, a master of ceremonies for these group souls on the other side. After all my discussions with them, I've got an understanding of how they have the possibilities of their being able to interface with us in this realm. And they want to interface with us if we want them to. If you're scared of it, they won't. They'll stay back. I mean, they very much honor free will. And they are an energy flow. They're not like, you know, when we think from a human consciousness, we think, well, there's guys walking around thinking, looking. That's not how I don't think they experience themselves. They're huge energy flows. If you could imagine that time is a total illusion, and we're in 3D, and we're experiencing time in this realm, and then there's time levels stacked on top of each other with more beings, and time levels stacked on top of them with more beings, and at the very top of all these timelines, time stops. And this is where these group souls exist. These two group souls that I've learned, and I don't think there's any other major ones, but if it comes up, I'll let you know. The two group souls are the Ra group and the Elohim group, who exist where time stops. And they both are pure energies of billions of individual souls, and they both can flow through and in this realm from where they are. And we can make a connection with them here. And part of my job on the conference call is to make a connection that you guys can feel that comes into your space as well as mine. And that's what they say they are willing and wanting to do on this call. And the advantages of those connections are, it's kind of like having friends in the physical world. Now you have friends in the non-physical world who want nothing more than to help you evolve, that can be energetic supports that you can learn will fill your house with this beautiful energy that you can experience, fill your heart. And you know, that does not happen all the time the first time somebody gets in on this call, because you come with on the call with your mind, your thinking, your mental processes, and your emotional traumas. So you might have to come in a while, and you might have to read the material to think that it might be true or not, because it's not a matter about believing this blindly that this is true. Either you get to the point where you have an experience, or you don't. And if you don't, you should look somewhere else for something that will reach you, because this is not necessarily for everyone. But if you would like to have that kind of experience, if you are open to it, then there is. If we take what they're saying, they are monitoring us on this call, and so they're monitoring you right now, wherever you are around the world. They're monitoring you, and they're not going to invade your privacy. They're not going to like knock on you and say, "Whoa, we see you." You'll feel, you know, the way you feel they're monitoring is an energy in your space, an energy all around you, an energy flowing through you, and you know. Keep in mind, I'm just one little guy sitting in a bedroom in Northridge, and that's not my energy that's coming to you. I can't do that. My energy is here in this bedroom. It's like they are working with this group, and that's their energy flowing through you. And we are one of there's a couple benefits of having this happen. One is that feels good. Two is, we're creating a community on this line that is happening spontaneously. And three is, by being here and doing this, they can do interventions on this realm to stop terrible things from happening, but they need us to ask. So by being here and in your heart being open to their helping, we are now asking them for their interventions in this realm. And, of course, if you're checking in for the first time, you don't have to believe any of this. You don't have to ask. In fact, you should mistrust it. But you should take my go to my website, higher-vision.org, and in the free download section, there's a questions and answers with the Elohim. You should study this to see if it could be real or not. Don't just shine it on because you're checking in for the first time and it sounds like lunacy. Read some of the stuff. You know, there's no real hidden agendas here. We're not charging for these calls. We're not charging for questions and answers with the Elohim. We're doing these calls every night of the week, and there's no hidden agenda to do anything more than to be of the highest service we can be to you. And there's people that are on this line that have been on it for months that realize, have come to the realization without a doubt that something's going on here. And they have volunteered to have these calls on every night of the week. I only do Monday. And it's here to be of service to you and to the planet. And to ourselves. You know, you can't do something for someone else without having it happen for yourself. So, by being on this call for me, it comes back to me in energy and gratitude, making me feel worthy and valued on this planet. Because I've gone through certain periods in my life where I certainly didn't know why I was here and what I was supposed to be doing. Well, as one of the Monday night is my call, and it's always a little bit off the wall. It can, you know, anything can happen. We have had live channelings here on Monday night with the Elohim speaking to the group. We are going to have, you know, in the future, maybe we'll be announcing things in advance so people can know what to expect. And this evening, we will be playing a channeling that was done a few weeks ago, and it was, I did play part of it actually a few weeks ago, but I'm going to repeat it because it cut off early. And this is Terry channeling, and the Elohim, I asked them to give an introduction to the conference line, and it was the Elohim Ra group that was speaking. Now, a little bit about the Elohim Ra group, because this is new. This whole thing is new for most people. So, starting from scratch, I said there were two group souls. They're pure energy. They're both made up of billions of individual souls. The Ra group is made up of graduates of this realm. And the Ra group is not just of our planet, but planets all through the solar system. And spiritual people have used the term getting off the wheel of reincarnation. And don't worry if you don't believe in reincarnation. You can still feel the energy. It's okay. But all those souls that have graduated, or in Christian terms, gone to heaven, so to speak, one of the destinations is to be a member of this huge group soul that now acts as a helper for planets at lower levels of evolution. And they've been around for millions of years, and they've been very closely involved with our planet, and they are named themselves right now the Ra group. And it's my belief that most religions have been started in one way with someone on this planet who connected with the Ra group, from Christianity to the Mayan calendar to... Well, I don't know about Buddhism or not, but nonetheless, the Ra group has been pretty active in trying to uplift this planet. Now, the goal is not to start a religion. The goal is to create an uplifted vibration where they can flow into this realm and work with people, because we're stuck here, according to them. And I believe that's true. This is a realm that once you get into it, it's really hard to get out of it. It's like a huge maze. It's easy to get in on the other side. And then, you know, once you're here, you don't remember that you came from a higher place. And you just keep repeating and repeating and repeating. And the only way to get out is to make a connection with one of these sources. I believe this is the only way to get out. Maybe someone has something else they can tell me. But I believe the only way to get out of this realm is to make a connection with a source that's out of this realm, because they can create an energy track for you to follow, that if you follow that track, when you die, you won't be in this realm again, unless you want to. So the Ra group is made up of graduates, and the Elohim group is made up of the original creation of this realm, of this universe, a group of souls that have never come into this realm, and that hold the energy from outside this realm to beam into it. The Elohim group can follow all the matrixes down through the sacred geometry configurations, and they can arrive in your space as light energy. Now, I've learned, and they say, so either I'm crazy or it's real, you can decide, that they're paying attention to me. So when I do these calls and I talk about them, you can feel as I talk about them how the energy shifts and changes in your space. I feel it changing in mine. And I'm not like that all day. I go through my regular day as a human, and I start talking about this to a group of people, and boom, they're here. So you might notice the Ra group inside you. Like the Ra group flows more through the universe, and the Elohim group flows into the universe. So when the two of them work together, it's completing a huge circuit where there's a flow inside you. The chakras are opening up. You can feel your heart chakra, all your crown chakra if you shut your eyes, and then suddenly you're expanding into the huger universe and meeting with the Elohim group. And in the highest sense, we are them, and they are us, because the whole universe is one huge energy, subdivided and subdivided and subdivided, till it comes down to us little minuscule humans running around saying, I'm lonely. Yet we're part of everything. We're part of each other, but there's in the human condition, it was designed that we would feel separated. Now we have to unseparate ourselves, and we have to reconnect in order to move to our next level of evolution or consciousness. And the purpose of this call is to create circumstances for reconnection. And part of the, when you reconnect, you know, it's not like just meeting people in their personality level, because often that is very disappointing and does not lead to reconnection. You have to meet people in their spirits and then move into the personality if it works. It's kind of like sometimes everyone has experienced connecting with a stranger and having, you know, just saying hello to a stranger, and there's a beautiful connection. You could pass them every day and there's this beautiful vibration, and one day you start talking to them and it's all over. It's just, there's a disappointment because you're meeting in the personality level, and you can't hold the energy of the strangeness. Of course, this all happens all the time in love affairs. You know, people look at a woman or a woman looks at a man, and they see this perfect person. And, you know, actually when they meet in intimacy, usually your first meeting in intimacy is imperfection, because there's no time, hasn't been time for the personality, and then after a while the personality comes in and oftentimes screws up the connection. Now, it doesn't have to. If one knows how to understand the personality, not make judgments, one can hold the higher vibration. And the purpose of this line is to help you hold that vibration so that no matter what's happening in your life, you have a reference point for that vibration that you can keep coming back to, and that you can make friends and companions not only with each other on this line, which is happening. It's not happening on Monday nights. You have to come in on the other nights of the week to have that happen. But Tuesday through Sunday, we're doing these calls every night of the week. If anyone's listening, if you go to the insidescoop.org and you email Suzanne, she will, you know, send you the conference call schedule. She'll send you questions and answers with the Elohim, and you're free to check in whenever you want. And the Monday night call, we still will be calling in the light. After we go off BBS, each person on the line will have a chance to put in their prayer request and send light for healing to the planet. And we might do a short healing prior to going off, because there's things that are happening that are very important that I'd like everyone that's listening on the radio or on the internet as well to participate in. I have the tape or the MP3 which Seth should be ready to play, that was done a few weeks ago with Terry, where the Elohim Ra conglomerate introduced himself to the line, and then I asked a few questions and they answered them, and I thought the questions and answers were very interesting. So we're going to play the whole thing. It's about 15 minutes. Hopefully, Seth, whenever you're ready, roll it.
Would you like to give a state of the cosmos address to our which I'll play later for our conference line?
Give us a minute. We greet you in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. We are pleased and honored to be with you at this juncture. This is our first major address since the fire of the grid. We are the amalgamation at this point for the purposes of this channeling and other channelings and help into your realm of a section of the Ra group and a section of the Elohim group. We are delighted to share energies with you today. We would ask if any of you have any healings that you would wish for your own self or for others to ask silently at this time. As we are nonlinear and multi-dimensional, we are able to track with you. If you have any secret anguishes you wish to be eased, please bring them up and bring them into our combined energies so that they may be viewed and understood and lightened. We appreciate the work and the attention that each of you are giving to the grid healings. It is our heartfelt thanks that we are able to participate with you and our heartfelt grateful releasing of and the beginning of the flow between the stuckness of the higher dimensions and your dimension. We are on duty, so to speak. We are open for your communications silent or loud. We are here for you, and with this we turn the program back over to Winfrey.
Can we ask a question? Is it a general question?
Yes.
Sometimes people are taught in spiritual groups that they have guides and to look for their guides and their guides will help them. Could you explain the function of these so-called guides, and can we trust guides to be positive all the time, or can the negative realm assign a guide that would look positive, so to speak?
There are several questions in there. One of the questions was to explain the role of guides. There are a number of different possibilities as guides. There are angel guides who are there for protection, to give you love, to give you guidance as to the path to the heaven realms, to be there for light for you to draw on, to be there as support. There are other that would track one's energy, which would be a sucker on one's energy and would be there for the learning, and the companionship, and the receiving of training. Those we would not classify as guides.
Could that be a discarnate entity that you were connected to in the past?
It may be a discarnate entity, or it may be someone that is in in possession of one, which has gotten into that status from various avenues. There are then the upper dimension. We would call them companions, such as the Ra group and the Elohim group. It's a companion in the sojourns which is available to one should one seek it, and is less attached individually to one as to be there when one asks and calls upon one, and which has a higher duty in some respects scanning the energies for individuals who are asking and are seeking deliverance from some problem or some situation which they cannot see their way through. We are there in various means of support for them. Moral support, loving support, actual dream suggestions which may come in through the dream state between waking and sleeping. So the first thing would be to ask. The second thing would be to watch your dream states and to see what thoughts and pictures you have as you move from the sleep realm into the waking realm.
So it is possible to have what could look like a positive guide that's actually one that's coming from the negative realms.
There are those possibilities, yes, of a negative being attempting to sway someone. However, when this happens, there are usually some weakness or opening in the individual, or some desire for the contact which makes the contact viable and possible, although the reasons for it may have since become totally subconscious.
Okay. Well, let's see. Another question. We posted something last week about how the morphogenetic field changing it can actually save a species. It was something by Rupert Sheldrake. And what are the kinds of activities on this planet that change the morphogenetic field? For example, if you have a hit song that's very high vibration, well, that changes the morphogenetic field. If you have a newspaper headline of a certain caliber, will that change the morphogenetic field for positive or negative? Is this field constantly changing according to the awareness, the public group consciousness of the planet?
Would you define a morphogenetic field as you are using it?
Well, the morphogenetic field would be the combined energy fields that we all create by the combination of our consciousnesses in the other dimensions. In other words, we're only in the physical, but I have reason to believe that part of us extends into the non-physical, and we group together in the non-physical, and then we create a group consciousness in the non-physical, just as we do on this conference line. But there's also a group consciousness that's created by the public, by the thought forms of the public that relates to their day-to-day activities, what they're taking in, what's on TV. And the morphogenetic field would be that field of all these group consciousnesses together as it then affects the entire, reverse effects the consciousness of everyone else. Does that make sense? Maybe not.
Yes, that's a very good question. And a creative hit song, which everybody may be singing, which is uplifting, may then lift the whole spirits of a section of the country, or even a larger section. For instance, one of John Denver's songs was given to the head of China, and it was played on the radio stations in China, and this created an input into the morphogenic field of China of a bit of the Western culture, and it raised the feel, the vibration. Songs are a very good way to raise the vibration of an area. We do not need to even go into any positive, any of the negative ways which the morphogenic field can be influenced by some of the actions which are portrayed on the news, and then copycat crimes tend to spring up as it gets into the field, and almost on a subconscious level, be some of the people that are leaning in a criminal way tend to feel it is all right then to act it out. So the more the positive you can keep in the media, the uplifting that you can present with your movies and your media, the better, the happier, the more grease towards getting along the people will feel, the more trust people will have for each other. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Thank you, Seth, for getting that right. We want to close this by calling into the light. And we have plenty of time. We got 6 minutes, so we can do a really good one here. Now, when I call in the light, I'm not doing anything that hasn't already been happening. I'm just doing it formally. So this is not a magic potion or an abracadabra. This is just a statement of something that we are doing and we've been doing on this call, and just focusing our attentions on it precisely. And that when we do it, usually the energy tracks it and the energy gets a little bit stronger. And then we have the opportunity to send this energy to different places or different people for healing for the highest good of all concerned. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask just now for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the galaxy through the solar system, through our bodies, opening up each of our chakras to the center of the earth. And as we are all on this call, we can envision our energies expanding to each other and creating a group energy amongst us all. And we invite now those group souls on the other side, in those other dimensions, in the same dimensions we exist in that we can't see, our own invisible dimensions in the matrix, we invite them to join our energies. And we invite only those energies that are positive in the Christed light, service to others, and we can feel that energy and that connection amongst us all. We can feel this light energy raining down upon our planet that we are creating as partners with them. They can't do it without us. We're part of the equation. We're the lightning rods. We need to pick up the energy and we need to hold it. And when we do that, we are creating a new paradigm of rules for how it works down here. And that paradigm is shifting, and we're part of that shifting paradigm. And we have this huge group energy, and we're going to send this energy around our planet. You can shut your eyes and see it circling the planet and filling in areas of darkness. Middle East, Washington, D.C. In particular, we want to send the light, this energy, to Portland, to Phoenix, and to Guam. We ask for protection for these cities. We ask for any interventions concerning anything that would jeopardize the safety of these cities. Now I'd like each of you to think, those of you particularly on the internet, on BBS, think of someone you care about who needs some assistance. Or even if they don't need assistance, it's okay. Someone that's sick, that needs healing, someone that is having an issue in their life that they're having trouble with, and just send this light to them. Close your eyes, see them in your mind's eye, and send it to them. Now bring this light back to yourself. And resend it to yourself. Feel your own connection. Feel your connection with the earth and with the sky and with the heaven worlds. Feel the energy. See yourself with energy lines moving through you. And know that at any time of the day, you can remember this and bring it back into your experience and be walking at any time as the representative of all that is on this planet. Each of you can do that. And we're doing these conference calls every night of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can email suzanne@higher-vision.org to get the schedule. We also have questions and answers with the Elohim, which is a free e-book which you can request from Suzanne. And if you felt the energy, if you felt a connection, we hope that you'll check in often. And I'm not supposed to use the word hope because I criticize someone else. So there I blew it. And on that note, we're going to say goodnight to everybody on BBS. And I'm going to undo the conference. Mute.
All callers are unmuted.
And we'll go around the group and we can all put our individual things in the light. Wayne, are you there?
Yes, I am, Wayne. Thank you. I'd like to enlighten love to all those online with us tonight, and those who could not be with us. But also send enlighten love to Martha Derrick for physical and emotional health. To Jim Chambers for release from his situation. To Ralph Krim for physical and emotional health. And to Ra and Elohim and all the interdimensionals who are assisting us and joining with us to ask for peace throughout the world. Thank you.